Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny today with a high of 59. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 35. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State legislators are concerned about foreign governments potentially purchasing land across the Mid-America region and here in the state of Kansas, as the new Kansas Land and Military Installation Protection Act has officially moved out of a House committee, moving on to the full House floor for debate. As KSNT News reports, the bill was originally proposed by Attorney General Kris Kobach in the state and seeks to prevent, quote, countries of concern, including China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela, from purchasing Kansas land within 150 miles of any military base. According to State Representative Chris Croft, a Republican, he says supporters of the bill see it as an important step to addressing threats that are posed by adversary nations, saying, quote, it's a major issue, our national security. We do have adversaries out there. They're very specifically defined, and they have intent of taking us out. And their way to do that is not by attacking us militarily direct. It's to take us out through our economy. Mid-America Network News.
Save green this month at Rusty Eck Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck Month is happening now at Rusty Eck Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
The Lawrence Paper Company has officially received the 2024 Ad Astra Award from the Kansas Chamber of Commerce for this year. As WIBW reports, according to the Kansas Chamber of Commerce, they say each year during their annual dinner, the chamber and its members recognize a Kansas company with the Ad Astra Award, recognizing Kansas businesses for their unique contributions to the economy, health, and welfare of the state. In a statement from Alan Cobb, the president and CEO of the Kansas Chamber, he said, quote, for more than 142 years, Lawrence Paper Company and its employees have been leaders in the paper and corrugated box industry, focused on advancing innovation in their industry and embracing the entrepreneur spirit in Kansas. LPC dedication to their new products and new markets led to its expansion to three locations and more than 300 employees. The Kansas Chamber and its members are thrilled to recognize Lawrence Paper Company and its employees for their contribution to Kansas with the 2024 Ad Astra Award. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Following the unexpected resignation of Nebraska Athletics Director Trev Alberts, Governor Jim Pillen has released a statement saying that he's very disappointed and has urged the university's Board of Regents to take action. Here's what he said, courtesy of KSNB Local 4.
Here's what I can tell you. I love Trev Alberts. Trev Alberts is a leader in collegiate athletics in the United States. And from my seat, Trev deserves Nebraska, and we need him to be leading our athletic department. We have one of the best athletic departments in the United States. Incredible what we do for 600 student athletes. It's important for all of us, and from my seat, we need to make sure that Trev knows how much we appreciate him. We need to keep him here. He's in demand all over the country.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Valley Heights, Frankfort, and Axtell High Schools received sportsmanship awards in their respective divisions from the Kansas State High School Activities Association. For the cheer squad, coaches, players, student section, and fans at last week's state basketball tournaments. Pony Express Partnership for Children will host an open house for the Bright Beginnings Child Care Facility at the Lincoln Center on North 4th Street in Marysville Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. The annual legislative forum in Marysville is Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m. at Landall Lanes, with State Senators Elaine Bowers and Dennis Pyle, as well as State Representative Lisa Mosier attending. Public is welcome. Washington County Farm Bureau will also host a legislative coffee with Bowers and Mosier this Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Sale Barn Cafe in Washington. Again, the public is welcome. Lilith's annual St. Patrick's Day Parade celebration is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. Marshall County Sport and Recreation hosting Northland Community College and Dakota College baseball teams this weekend. Northland arrived in Marysville Thursday. Dakota arrives Friday. They'll play each other at Feldhausen Field in Marysville with a doubleheader Saturday at 1 and 3 and a doubleheader Sunday at noon and 2. The public encouraged to attend. Spring Nationals at Beatrice Speedway this weekend postponed for a week due to track conditions. Rescheduled March 22nd and 23rd. Advance voting for the presidential preference primary open at county clerk's offices through noon Monday, March 18th. Please have a photo ID with you when voting. Polling locations will be open Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. United Bank and Trust will host Ag Expert Dr. David Cole with Virginia Tech on Tuesday in Marysville. The free program, open to all ag producers at Venue 36, will focus on the road ahead and challenges facing agriculture. Nebraska State Senator Myron Dorn will be our public affairs guest this weekend as he outlines bills currently pending of interest.
So, you know, a logical starting point, and there's a reason I mention this, would be for your budget preparation is to carve out the operational expenses of stormwater and set up a budget just for that.
One of mine is I have LB 1108, which gives our EMS program up here in the state of Nebraska some more funding. One of the things that happened in 2001 when former Senator Denny Byers from District 30, he instituted 50 cents on every car license registered in Nebraska, and it gave $1.275 million to our EMS program, which oversees all of our licensing, oversees a lot of our training and all of that. They have been spending all that money every year. In 20 years, 20-some years, we haven't increased that, brought a bill to increase that by another 50 cents. For every car license, however, we did find some funding in the Game and Parks, and they have agreed to allocate that $1.275 million, which an additional 50 cents would have brought in. They're going to allocate that into our EMS program up here.
Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY as Myron Dorn speaks of a personal connection to the EMS legislation.
A lot of people visit with me about it, but I've been an EMT up here at Adams for 38 years approximately. Understand very much the challenges that we have for recruiting people, that we have for getting enough people. You know, if you live in a city like Lincoln, you take it for granted they're able to have the funding to have paid EMTs and paid ambulance services. And you just take it for granted that when you call 911, they'll be there. We have many areas of rural Nebraska that it's becoming a challenge. When you call 911, will somebody show up, or how long will it take them, and all of those things. So it's very important to me, understand a lot of the issues, a lot of the concerns about what is going on more in, I call it, rural Nebraska, and especially with our volunteer squads. Many of our squads, we have over 300 squads, many of them are all volunteer.
Alice A. Gurley, age 94 of Hanover, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 1 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Alice Gerlev. Margaret Poulsen, age 96, of Beatty, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Margaret Poulsen. Richard B. Rick Aikman, age 66, of Blue Rapids, passed away. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders' funeral home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Rick Aikman. Norma Jean Yoon, age 70, of Pawnee City, formerly of Dubois, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Bohemian National Cemetery southwest of Humboldt. Visitation Monday, 9 until 6, at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Norma Yoon. Jason Brunniger, age 49, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Celebration of life is planned March 23rd, 3 p.m. at the Landall Family Sports Complex at Marysville High School. In the event of inclement weather, services will be held at Venue 36 in Marysville, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Jason Brunniger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fish sandwich, pasta salad, green beans, and apricots. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, tater tots, garden blend, and bananas and pudding. ENDY News Time is 7:15.
Hi, this is Nick Wolf with United Bank and Trust, and we would like to invite you to a presentation by Dr. David Cole, Professor Emeritus, Virginia Tech. Join us at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, March 19th at Venue 36 in Marysville, or 2 p.m. in Clay Center at the Rex Theater, as Dr. Cole delivers his agricultural update and the road ahead. You can see our Facebook post for more details. We look forward to seeing you there. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s and partly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Staying a bit cooler as we head into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 50s, northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30, then staying clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. A bit warmer into Monday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25, then staying clear into Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s. Even warmer by Tuesday, still staying sunny with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s, then clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Some more sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s, and some rain Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March 56, record high on this date 84. The average low 31 and the record low was 1. Sunset this evening 7:34, sunrise in the morning at 7:38. It's 42 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday the 15th of March. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Attention parents, Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will be holding an early childhood screening Friday, March 22nd at the Marysville Elementary School, 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. If your child, aged 3 to 5, is experiencing difficulties walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, call 785-562-5308 to make an appointment. Screenings are conducted by qualified professionals and are free of charge. Give your child the best start in life. Schedule an appointment today.
House to Home Design and Decor will be in Frankfort this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, featuring home decor, accent furniture, faux florals, and seasonal items at the former L.C. Graces building in Frankfort. Dress up your home's decor with a stop. Open daily 10 to 5 through Saturday in Frankfort. House to Home Design and Decor.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Minus Luka Doncic and his sore left hamstring, the Mavericks fell to the West-leading Thunder in OKC last night, 126-119. That despite 36 points from Kyrie Irving. No history for Mavs big man Daniel Gafford, whose consecutive field goal streak ended at 33 early in the first, two shy of Wilt Chamberlain's all-time record of 35. In Boston, the Celtics overwhelmed the Suns for the second time in a week, winning 127-112 at home this time. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum combined for 63 points. Post-game, Brown said he's playing his best ball ever.
I improved on a lot of the stuff that I needed to work on. Just overall, just improved my mentality, but just attack my weaknesses. And I feel like some of the stuff that, you know, you could say about me last year, you can't say about me this year.
In Milwaukee, the Bucks completed a season sweep of the 76ers, winning 114-105. Jalen Brunson had 45 points to lead the Knicks past the Trailblazers, 105-93. NHL, Braden Point was the catalyst for the Lightning's rally against the Rangers, recovering from a two-goal deficit. Steven Stamkos found the back of the net on a power play to give Tampa Bay the lead. Then, 2 minutes later, Point would add insurance.
Rebound, Braden. Point, right circle. Point, back edge off the post.
Goal post.
Almost had his fifth point tonight. Now Point in front. Score! Braden Point! There's the hat trick!
The call on 102.5, the Bone. The Lightning went on to win 6-3. Devils over the Stars, 6-2. Maple Leafs down the Flyers, 6-2 as well. And the Hurricanes blank the Panthers 4-0. College basketball conference tournaments continue. 11th-ranked Duke fell to NC State, 74-69 in the quarterfinals of the ACC tourney. In the Big East quarters, 10th-ranked Marquette over Villanova, while Providence boosted its big dance odds by taking down Creighton. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
There will be an estate sale for Gene Roethlisberger in Randolph this Friday and Saturday with a walnut buffet with hutch, side buffet and table with six chairs, walnut desk, a washstand, blonde bedroom set, second bedroom set, plus three recliners, a TV and entertainment center, glide rocker, two sofas, a baby crib, bookcase with glass doors, assorted glassware, Tupperware, a Corral plate set, Christmas decoration, and more. See photos on Marketplace on Facebook. Text or call 785-293-2264. Estate sale in Randolph at 308 East Garrison, Friday 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Good Friday morning. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry.
Well, the final rule is out, folks. Establishing clear, more effective standards under the PNS Act for prohibited practices relating to discrimination, retaliation, deception in contracting. I believe it's almost impossible to find out the deals that are going on. I call under-the-table deals. Cattlemen pricing things that they don't want other people to know. Maybe they get a little bit more than some other people. But supposedly, this is going to clear it up. If it does, my hat's off to them back in Washington. They finally done something with the PNS Act that means something. As I've told you, I've worked with PNS over the years and found them to be about as unreliable as anything you could ever want. The rule stops discrimination, supports market fairness in a range of circumstances. It'll be published in the Federal Register, and more information will be forthcoming after that. The changes are simply an attempt to assert even more federal authority to regulate the equities of industry business practices, clogging up the federal courts with every contract dispute. And guess who's saying that, folks? The president and CEO of the Meat Institute. Anybody involved with the packers and the meat companies will not be in favor of this. I've been concerned about NCBA's reaction to it. They were totally against it to begin with, but right now they say they're pleasantly surprised that changes have been made according to their wishes for the final ruling. They're kind of, I guess, in favor of it. And NCBA urges USDA, though, not to stray into extraneous, unrelated subject matter discussed in the proposal's preamble. We might be able to find out a little bit more in the cattle industry and in the market industry as far as prices is concerned. See you on the next Steckline report.
Lewinberger and Waterville has dependable Sim-Angus cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies. These feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling and two-year-olds ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewinberger today at 785-268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Recent U.S. Circuit Court cases decide that free speech protects the rights of employees to willfully mislead employers in order to harm their confinement operations. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McEwen relays a general overview of the ag-gag laws and why these statutes were implemented in the first place.
Kansas is the first state in the nation to enact what's known as an ag-gag statute. I don't like using that terminology, but that's how it's commonly referred to, and that's how people will know what we're talking about. But it's really heated up in recent years, and this is just simply in response to attempts to shut down animal confinement operations by activist groups. We've had legislatures in a number of states that have enacted laws designed to protect animal confinement operations by limiting access to those facilities. A common approach to these various state statutes is for the law to criminalize the use of deception to get access to a confined livestock facility or a meatpacking plant, with the intent then to cause physical harm or economic harm or some other type of injury to that business.
McEwen discusses multiple states battling legal concerns over free speech within their respective statutes.
This has been an issue in North Carolina. Of course, hog production in North Carolina is huge. Also out in Utah, there's been a case that's gone to the Ninth Circuit involving the Idaho statute on this. And largely, the results were negative for agriculture. Most of the courts were saying, well, we have free speech violations when you are restricting access and restricting things that people can do once they're at those facilities. They're finding, by and large, free speech violations of those various state statutes.
He suggests ways producers can protect their operations through trespassing laws and contractual wording.
I have a right to say who comes onto my property or not just based on trespass law. Let's take the speech issue out of it, get out of the constitutional First Amendment type issue and just base it on trespass. I think you want to specify in detail what the job requirements are and what is and what is not permitted to occur on the premises and inside buildings. And make sure the employer has the right in the employment contract to search every employee for devices that could be used to record activities on the farm and in farm buildings. If you put that in the employment agreement up front, you do it contractually, then that becomes a contract issue. That's not a free speech issue. And so that's all I'm saying. We make this a tort issue with respect to trespass. We make it a contract issue with respect to the employment agreement. And then that seems to, I would think, help to get us around the First Amendment concern.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen on how agriculture continues working to protect itself from opposition. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
According to the frost charts, it's all clear for at least one portion of the country. We look at the spring timetable today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 15th, the 75th day of the year. Beach Boys singer Mike Love has a birthday, and it's Statehood Day in Maine. The Pine Tree State joined the Union on this day in 1820. We've been pursuing the frost tables and are happy to report that one region of the country has passed the danger zone for a typical spring, and that would be the Deep South. Non-coastal portions of Dixie are generally safe after mid-March. States in the Mid-South can see frost through mid-April, while the last frost in the Midwest and Great Lakes regions is typically around the third week of April. The Northern Plains and New England will be chilling for a while yet. The frost-free signpost there is Mother's Day. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find the frost chart for your region at almanac.com.
7:30 from KUDY. No frost this morning. 40 degrees with highs around 60 on tap today. Middle 60s Saturday, but cooler temps into Sunday with highs around 50.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats are officially out of the Big 12 tournament after round number two of the tournament, where they lost to the number two Iowa State Cyclones last night with a 76-57 loss. Tyler Perry was the big scorer for the Wildcats, putting 18 points on the board after 30 minutes of play with two rebounds and two assists. William McNair had 12 points on, with Arthur Kaluma having 13 points, five rebounds, and two assists. Iowa State now moves on to take on Baylor with tip-off tonight at 8:30, with Texas Tech and Houston squaring off for the semifinals. Houston is still sitting number one in the Big 12 Conference and sitting number one nationally, with Iowa State at the number two slot in that Big 12 Conference. Kansas State finishes off their season with 19-14 for their season and number 10 in the conference. The Big 12 Conference wraps up with their championship game on Saturday. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Every KNUI broadcast from state basketball and all season long.
This belongs to these Lady Wildcats, and stand proud tonight as your state champions. Frankfort, their first in school history.
Are available as a podcast at knuiradio.com.
Hanover is your 2024 1A Division II Girls State Champion for the fourth time in school history.
Listen anytime at knuiradio.com.
KNDY.